Learn English with Linguista.ru. Pre-intermediate. Learning new words and expressions. Episode 10. Sharp shooting pains. Hello. Listen to the dialogue before we deal with new expressions.
Well, it's something like an intensive care unit with hour. My name is Samantha Ideal, and the show is Body Talk. If you have some problems with your health, and your doctor can make an accurate diagnosis, call in and we'll find out the trouble together. Our number is 315-3830. Here is our first caller now. Hello, this is Dr. Ideal, and you're in Body Talk.
Good morning, Doctor. This is Shelley Travers calling from New York City. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I am getting really sharp shooting pains in my back. Sometimes it seems to me that every movement causes unbearable pain, and day by day I feel my condition deteriorate. Can you please shed some light on my ailments and explain this intangible pain?
Well, first of all, I like to calm you because pain is something that can alert you to illness, and you are lucky that you are not impervious to pain, as many people do not feel any symptoms of their illness at all. First of all, do tell me about your lifestyle. Is it sedentary?
Well, actually it is. I am a secretary and have to work a lot at the computer. After lunch, I go to the supermarket with my colleagues in order to have my joints working, but still, I have a terrible backache and nothing helped.
I see, but what did your doctor say?
Well, I went to my doctor and he examined me. He had me do all these tests and things, but after all that, I mean, I took off a lot of time from work. They told me there was nothing wrong with me.
It seems to me that good doctors are a dying breed now, and soon will no longer exist. Has your doctor asked what kind of work you do? Has he listened to you attentively?
Oh no, Mr. Aloof is not a person to listen to anybody. He even never meets my eyes when I come in.
Does your back hurt you at night?
Oh yes, sometimes I don't get a wink of sleep because of sharp pain. To ease the pain, I use the hot water bottle, but it doesn't seem to do any good.
Well, Shelley, I don't suggest you're using the hot water bottle anymore because the pain in your back can probably be increased because of the high temperature. By the way, have you ever hurt your spinal cord seriously?
Well, actually I haven't. I felt it aching after a few years working as a secretary.
Then my advice is to walk a lot, and to ease the pain you'd better sit on a soft cushion at work. In fact, there is nothing the matter, but such pain can lead to serious complaints, such as arthritis and rheumatism, if not treated seriously.
Thank you, Dr. Ideal. I will follow your advice. And by the way, I will change my doctor.
Do it, please. Thanks for the call and good luck.
Now it's time to check out interesting words. Sharp shooting pains. Severe pains that start in one place, then quickly move to another. For example, I get shooting pains up my spine whenever I try to move. Or, a toothache may be like that. Hurts like heck if you put cold or hot on it, and then it feels like it spreads right into your head. That would be a sharp and shooting pain. A pain that you do not want to repeat. To shed some light means to clarify something, to make something clear and easy to understand. For example, experts hope the plane's flight recorders will shed light on the cause of the crash. Or, this discussion has shed some light on the problem. Impervious to pain. Unable to feel the pain, able to withstand the pain. For example, George seemed impervious to pain as he hiked down the mountain with a sprained ankle. sedentary lifestyle. A type of lifestyle with no or irregular physical activity. A person who lives a sedentary lifestyle may colloquially be known as a couch potato. Sedentary activities include sitting, reading, watching television, playing video games, and computer use. For example, many studies have indicated negative impacts on a person's life due to living a sedentary lifestyle. Most common among them is increased weight gain and obesity and the accompanying health problems such as heart disease, diabetes, and certain types of cancer. A dying or a rare breed. A very rare type of people. For example, his father was one of a dying breed, a truly independent politician. To not get a wink of sleep or to not sleep a wink means to not sleep at all. For example, I was so excited last night, I didn't sleep a wink. Or, I didn't get a wink of sleep on the plane. Now listen to the dialogue again and remember all the new words.
Well, it's something like an intensive care unit with our. My name is Samantha Ideal and the show is Body Talk. If you have some problems with your health and your doctor can make an accurate diagnosis, call in and we'll find out the trouble together. Our number is 315-3830. Here is our first caller now. Hello, this is Dr. Ideal and you're in Body Talk.
Good morning, doctor. This is Shelley Travers calling from New York City. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I am getting really sharp shooting pains in my back. Sometimes it seems to me that every movement causes unbearable pain, and day by day I feel my condition deteriorate. Can you please shed some light on my ailments and explain this intangible pain?
Well, first of all, I like to calm you because pain is something that can alert you to illness, and you are lucky that you are not impervious to pain, as many people do not feel any symptoms of their illness at all. First of all, do tell me about your lifestyle. Is it sedentary?
Well, actually it is. I am a secretary and have to work a lot at the computer. After lunch, I go to the supermarket with my colleagues in order to have my joints working, but still, I have a terrible backache and nothing helped.
I see, but what did your doctor say?
Well, I went to my doctor and he examined me. He had me do all these tests and things, but after all that, I mean, I took off a lot of time from work. They told me there was nothing wrong with me.
It seems to me that good doctors are a dying breed now and soon will no longer exist. Has your doctor asked what kind of work you do? Has he listened to you attentively?
Oh no, Mr. Aloof is not a person to listen to anybody. He even never meets my eyes when I come in.
Does your back hurt you at night?
Oh yes, sometimes I don't get a wink of sleep because of sharp pain. To ease the pain, I use the hot water bottle, but it doesn't seem to do any good.
Well, Shelley, I don't suggest you're using the hot water bottle anymore because the pain in your back can probably be increased because of the high temperature. By the way, have you ever hurt your spinal cord seriously?
Well, actually I haven't. I felt it aching after a few years working as a secretary.
Then my advice is to walk a lot, and to ease the pain you'd better sit on a soft cushion at work. In fact, there is nothing the matter, but such pain can lead to serious complaints, such as arthritis and rheumatism, if not treated seriously.
Thank you, Dr. Ideal. I will follow your advice. And by the way, I will change my doctor.
Do it, please. Thanks for the call and good luck.
Thank you for listening. For more learning activities, go to our website, www.lengvistov.ru.